We're in Simin Reish Ayin Zayin. We're about to start Reish Ayin Zayin. We'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Ner Shemunach Achorei Hadeles, Oser Liftoach Hadeles, Kedarko. Shemi Yechabenu Haruach. Now, the halach is like this. In Melech Shabbos, the halach is that Melech is Oser. With regard to Gram Melech, Grama is not malacha daraisa, and it's even questionable if and when it is malacha darabanan. However, there are certain things that Chazal asked anyhow. The case over here is that you have a candle or a lantern that is sitting just by the door inside the house. So the halacha is you cannot open the house. Why is that? So the Ramah says, because if you open the door in a regular way, kedarko, then we're afraid that the wind will pull it out. The Magen Avraham claims that this Ramah is inaccurate. The Chashash has nothing to do with the door opening, but putting out the fire. The Chashash is the wind. It is not an issue of opening the door that's causing the candle to go out. Opening the door will allow the wind to blow it out. What we're talking about is either that if there's a wind out there that's going to put it out immediately, or even if there isn't, says the Magen Avraham, because you may not realize it, but just as you're opening the door, the wind may begin blowing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who are makel, that if when you're opening the door you see that the wind is not blowing, you don't have to have a chashash that a gust of wind will suddenly come and put out the ner. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can be makel if you open the door gently in a way that opening the door itself will also not cause that much wind. Says the Ramah, Avol linol hadeles kenegdo mutter. To close the door is mutter. Meaning, we're talking about in a case where closing the door will not cause a wind that will blow out the candle. The question is, what happens if I have a candle that is sitting in a place where it's just a matter of time before the wind is going to blow it out? I am closing the door to prevent it from going out. Is that considered malacha on Shabbos? This, the Mechaber says, the Ramah says, beferish is mutter. So we have a very important yesod here. If you have a malacha that is about to be done, you are allowed to do something to prevent that malacha from happening. You're allowed to do something to prevent something that would otherwise do malacha. So, for example, in terms of malacha, there are other issues involved, there are issues of muktzah perhaps, but let's say you have a timer that is about to turn on or shut lights. The halacha will be that you would be allowed to see to it that doesn't happen by way of changing the buttons so that it will not go and turn the lights off. Again, there may be an issue of muktzah. We'll have to deal with that at a different point. Similarly, if you have lights that are about to be turned on by a clock, there's a timer, all the lights in the house are on a timer, and the lights are about to go on. You don't want one particular light to go on. Say there's a light where the kids are sleeping. The kids went to sleep early on Shabbos, and you don't want the lights to go on, or you don't want the lights to go on because it's going to wake them up, or you want them to fall asleep, and the lights are going to prevent them from falling asleep. So, if there's no muktzah problem, then what you're allowed to do is turn off the light switch in a way that when the electricity comes on, the lights will not go on. All you're doing is preventing something from happening. That's not usur on Shabbos. That's not even a grama. It is mutter lechatchila. One more time, there's still going to be some problem of muktzah. In the halachas of muktzah, we're going to learn that according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would have to do this kalach or yad, perhaps with your elbow or your nose. But in terms of malacha, causing nothing to happen is not malacha on Shabbos. So preventing the wind from putting it out is not going to be a malacha. Further, Vimu kavua bakosel shachorei hadeles. Oser liftoach hadeles ulnalo kedarko shemotehei hadeles no keshes alav utechabenu. If it is sitting at the place that the door happens to meet the wall, so that there we're afraid that the impact of the door hitting the wall is going to put out the candle, so that then it would be oser. you couldn't open or close it. Ella posech v'noel benachas. There you would have to open and close the door. You would have to open and close the door very slowly. Vimu kavua bedelas atzmo. What happens if he's sitting on the door itself? Now, the ner of Chazal was not a candle. The ner was a little oil lamp. So if you have this oil lamp sitting on the door, shepsichaso nilaso makarav hashemen lener or marchiko mimenu, where by moving the door, by opening or closing the door, you're moving the oil closer or further away from the wick, in which case you're doing machaba or mavir. Aser lefascho lanolo, there it is aser to open and close. Hago ubener shel shayva mutter liftoch v'linol af bishakavua bedelas, whereas if you're talking about a wax candle, there is no problem. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue of why the door didn't become muktzah. Since you placed the lantern on the door before Shabbos, why isn't it a basis l'davar aser? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the door is not bottled to the lantern because it's bottled to the house. It is too chashuv, and as a result of it, putting the lantern on it does not make it muktzah, from which we learn that something that is mechubur to something else will not become a basis if it's mechubur to something larger. So for example, we're going to see this more in Hilchas Muktzah, when something becomes a basis, but the issue comes up with regard to a refrigerator door that has muktzah in it, where the refrigerator door will not have an identity of its own, it's bottled to the entire refrigerator, and would not become a basis, say, to the inedible food that's sitting on the door. But again, these are subjects that will have to be discussed at length in Hilchas Muktzah. Now, even with a candle, where we say that moving the candle is not considered kibui ahavara, that's only where it's not a psik reisha for it to go out. If you open and close the door in a way that you see that the candle is actually going to go out, then that's also because of a psik reisha to kibui. Siv beis also liftoach hadelas kenegan hamadura shi krov ktsas al hadelas. If you have a fireplace that's not that far from the door, you couldn't open and close the door. Afilu ein sham el ruach metsuya. Even if you only have a ruach metsuya there, because a little bit of air changes the level of the fire. Avlem hoya pasua kenegda muta lesogro veimbo mishum machaba. Whereas you're allowed to close the door, and that's not machaba. All you're doing is preventing more air from coming in. That we would not consider a maisa kibui. The poskim say that really a ruach metsuya doesn't make much of a difference. It's only a ruach she'ena metsuya that does. But it's also as a gzeira that a strong wind is going to come. What happens if there's no wind whatsoever? So the poskim say that there's no gzeira of no wind otu a ruach she'ena metsuya. A ruach metsuya where you know that there's a weak wind, there's not much of a strong wind coming in. So there, it's usher as a gzeira to a ruach she'ena metsuya. But if there's no wind whatsoever, there we don't make a gzeira, as long as the opening and closing of the door itself is not going to cause for a bunch of air to come in and raise the level of the fire in the fireplace.